Some people dread going back to their high school class reunion after years away from their hometown.
For Hollywood movie director Michael Seibel, his 20th class reunion in Wausau was exactly the push he needed to reconnect with the Wisconsin roots he brought with him to Los Angeles.
His return home rekindled childhood memories, and he documented those stories and his Wisconsin upbringing in a new memoir about reconnecting with his hometown. Seibel's book is called I Think I'm Going Back, A Memoir of Wausau. I talked to him about it last week. Now, reading your book, Michael, clearly something got you in this mood of contemplation, looking back at your roots here in Wisconsin and Wausau in particular. What set you down this path to where you wanted to write this memoir about your days in Wausau?
Well, Rob, there are two or three things that I could go with. I think I'll head in this direction. When I was, just about 12 or 13 years old, I would go to the movies all the time and enjoyed seeing Dr. Zhivago at the Grand Theater in Wausau, starring Omar Sharif and others. And years later, I became a movie director and I got to direct Omar Sharif. So it kind of was full circle. That was the beginning of it. Also, I always looked at Wausau as a place I was from, but I never really, you know, thought much more of it until I went to my 20th high school reunion and really rekindled a lot of memories and friendships and sights and sounds.
Even in your days in California, clearly you were carrying Wisconsin with you, including at what sounds like for a while it was an annual party of Wisconsinite expatriates in the Hollywood area. Tell us about those parties.
Oh, it really is a great era, which came to an end, by the way, and you'll kind of know why. But in the days of fax machines in offices all over Hollywood, just a picture of a cow would come up with a date and a time. And anybody from Wisconsin would know that was the Wisconsin party. And it kind of grew and grew, and it got up to hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe even over 1,000 the last one. And state politicians started coming out. I know we had Tommy Thompson at one point and others. It just grew to be such a huge thing. But it was at kind of a Germanic meeting hall in Anaheim, I believe, because there are a lot of people also in San Diego area from Wisconsin. And we never let go of our culture, and we never let go of some of our common pasts. And of course, everybody loves the Packers and beer and bratwurst and all the other cultural things. And so, but the last one ended kind of like, because it just, they just kind of got out of control. That's all. They just got too big.
Yeah, the bartenders underestimated what it meant to serve alcohol to Wisconsinites.
It's one of my favorite chapters where my sister and I arrived on time and we said, where are the other bartenders? Where are the other pitchers? And even how much beer do you have? And they said, oh, we've got 8 half barrels. I go, oh, no. 911, call somebody right now and get more beer ordered right away. And unfortunately, I was all too prophetic. They ran out of beer around 8:30, but they did have a truck come in a little later. So yeah, it there in this big Germanic beer hall, they hung the name of almost every city up from the rafters, so you could go to Oshkosh or Madison or Wausau and stand under and meet people that if you didn't know them already, you knew their families or you knew somebody who knew them. So it was really a great touch point there.
You mentioned the Grand Theater in Wausau. What are some of the other landmarks of the Wausau area that really stick out to you in your childhood?
Well, I have a chapter on Wausau enigmas, which are places that I've never been to, but like Employers Insurance Forever was a nationally recognized headquarters. They sponsored 60 Minutes. I never knew anyone whose parents worked there. So it was a bit of a mystery thing, almost like a CIA or something. Gosh, they did have 2 movie theaters full-time for a long time. They have an old hotel there that, I don't know, 8 or 10 stories. It looks like it tried to be a miniature Cleveland-type hotel. But the thing that sticks out now are some of the old restaurants that are still in existence and the Yankee Bookstore, mm-hmm. which is by default now the oldest bookstore in Wisconsin. It's right on 3rd Street in Wausau, Wisconsin, and they're one of the, they've been a very huge supporter of me and the book.
Going back to Wausau, say for that 20th high school reunion, I know when I've gone back to my small hometown in Michigan, things change. What has stood out to you about things that have changed in Wausau since you were a kid growing up there?
Well, they've got teardown-itis. A lot of the old buildings are gone. They seem to have shrunk the main drag down to a one-way street with limited parking, but there's still a remnant. But some of the places, like there used to be a furrier on every block. There used to be a sporting goods store on every other block. There were a couple of movie theaters. A lot of that stuff does, well, Shepherd and Schaller Sporting Goods is still there. The Mint and Sam's Pizza are really, you have to eat there. And then, of course, during Lent, you want to go to St. Anne's or one of the other Catholic churches for a fish fry, which I did last Friday, and it was fantastic.
We're talking to movie director Michael Seibel about stories from his Wisconsin childhood in his new book, I Think I'm Going Back, A Memoir of Wausau. Now, you've worked in TV and movies over the years in various roles, including director. Do you feel like, hey, you're bringing a Wisconsin perspective? Does your or do your origins in Wisconsin inform the work you've done?
I think it has to, and I think that's really what the book ultimately points to, is what goes into the influences of making a movie director. In fact, I think I have one line in there. I try to make the book as entertaining as possible. I said, well, when the police caught me this one time, it either meant I had a future as a criminal or possibly in entertainment. So, it shaped me. I can point back to learning proper grammar at the Catholic school than with the nuns, kind of as a punishment, more as an educational thing. There's a lovely man over at was at John Muir Junior High, who was the head of drama. His name was Jerry Hartwig. He's still with us. I got my first experience there doing stage lighting for, Our Town, Cheaper by the Dozen, and some of the standard plays that come through at a junior high level. And so it really is, I can almost every chapter in a way, if it's not about something that might have shaped me, it's certainly what I think is my ability as a storyteller.
Coming back to Wausau after being away for a while, for that high school reunion and after, did you reconnect with the people? Not just the place, but the people you grew up with, the neighbors, the family you had around there.
Absolutely. The very funny thing is my parents built this house out of a farmer's field, and it was a development just on the west side of town. And after we moved to Appleton, the new family that came in lived there for 30 years, which is way, way longer than we ever lived there. And she said to me one day as I visited, she said, "How come you always refer to it as your house?" And I go, "Well, thanks. I hope you enjoy our house." My dad was an architect in Wausau, excuse me, and started in Madison and ended up in Wausau. And so he designed every single nook and cranny in that house by hand. And so it really, going back to that reunion, rekindled a lot of dormant thoughts and experiences. And I just started writing them down. And that's what became the book.
Looking back at some of these stories, you make it clear you were a rambunctious kid. I love the moment when your mom is invited to come back to the local grocery store as long as her two sons don't come with her anymore. You were barred from the grocery store. What was it like to look back on who you were as a kid in Wausau?
Well, I think now you could probably say I could be diagnosed as having ADHD. I was frequently bored, which leads to all kinds of things, by the way. I read a lot. I listened to various, I tried to get as close to other culture as possible. Certainly going to the movies, going to every Friday the 13th at the Grand Theater. Growing up, instead of watching cartoons, my dad took us either to the library or the Yawkey House, or which is now the Marathon County Historical Society, where we had a mina bird and a train set and a mummy from Egypt. So we really did a lot of other activities besides just, and TV was so fundamental and rudimentary in those days. There was nothing on interesting anyway.
I gotta ask, as a movie guy, and you referenced the Grand Theater, also in the book you mentioned going to the drive-in, have we lost something in the way we have our theaters now? Do we not have those old school theaters that you remember growing up with? Are we missing something there?
Boy, if you have another hour or two, I'd love to talk about it. I mean, everything about it. I mean, even the technology of sitting in a large room with a bunch of people, and technically you're in the dark half the time. So the persistence of vision versus the modern, when you walk into a box store and you see all these large screen TVs, you're being bombarded with light every second. And I think it's changing the way you view. Also, particularly a comedy, but a horror film as well, and just about anything with a whole crowd of people. You don't even have to know each other, but you're having a communal experience.
Michael, thanks so much for sharing your stories with us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Michael O. Seibel is a Hollywood movie director originally from Wausau. He's with us today to share stories from his new book. It's called I Think I'm Going Back, A Memoir of Wausau.